There's two things that I am hoping to include every day. One is the practice that we did in the morning with Pirzia. And the second is some practice or short practices that you can take with you that just by their very nature, they transform the inner landscape of your being. And so over time, those things that seem very intense or that keep coming up over and over again, you may find that they have less and less power over you. Do you know what I'm saying, what I'm talking about? Yeah. Is that why you're here? Just checking. Okay, super. So, let's begin with our breath. And when I am saying, let's begin with our breath, I am talking about the very life of God. I'm not talking about a stream of something that flows into you like through a hose that's called divine life and light. I am talking about the power that makes the trees grow and the earth spin and the stars whirl around the center of their galaxy and the universe be alive and us sit here. I'm talking about what makes you able to look across the room right now, that very life of God. If you've ever seen a body that doesn't have breath, it doesn't really look like someone can live there, does it? It's like a lump of clay. And so we're talking about the life of God that is the gift that we have for this time that we are in the experience of individuality and life. So we start with the breath, breathing in the life of God, the life, the light of the universe, realizing this is what every breath is about. And now, turning to the invocation, looking at that source, the source that is giving us breath right now, we'll say the invocation. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. And now with eyes open, looking at the source of the Spirit of Guidance, the source of everything, letting it just be there as your eyes are open. Again, the invocation. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. And going back to this morning's practice, as you turn your head to the right, honoring the omnipotence of the One of God, Yakadar. Head to the left, honoring the omnipresence of God, God everywhere, Yarakib. Head up, the all-pervading experience of God, Yahwazi, and down into the experience of the only being. So as we do this practice, try it with your eyes closed, but then also with your eyes open. Okay? Right, looking at the omnipotence, left, the omnipresence, head up, the all-pervading, and then down into your heart, into the experience of you in this chair, the only being. Ahad. Thank you. Okay. Up is Wazi. Wazi, the universe up until its confines, is how Pirvalaya used to describe it. But I think that Pirzia is thinking of the multidimensional universe up to its confines. Yeah, so are we ready? Yakadar. Yarakib. Yahwasi, Yahahat, right, Yahkader, left, Yahrakib, up, Yahwasi, down, Yahahat, Yahkader. Yarakib, Yawasi, Yahat, Yakader, Yarakib, Yawasi, Yahat. Yakadar, omnipotent. Yaraki, omnipresent. Yawasi, all-pervading. Yahad, the only being. Yakadar, Yarakib, Yawasi. Yahad, Yakadar, Yarakib, Yawasi, Yahad. Resting in God's omnipotence, God's omnipresence, the all-pervading, the only being. So right now, if there was anything that you experienced doing this practice that was useful to you, write it down or stick it clearly in a compartment in your mind, even if it was very simple. We started by breathing. We remembered the source of all breath. We said the invocation. And as we did the practice, we did it remembering the source. So, would anybody be interested in sharing something that they found useful in this practice, in doing the practice?
For me, it gives me a sense of stability and safety, and it reminds me of this phrase that Pierre Zia said at Salut, which was have faith in the perfect being from which you are connected and from who you come.
I'm going to say that again for the recording. Have faith in the perfect being
with
who you are connected and from whom you come.
Security. It's a sense of security.
Security. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting word, faith, isn't it? This, and the faith is different than belief, isn't it? Like, what is it that makes faith different? What exactly is it? Because this is a really important, often in Murshid's teachings, he says to have faith in the process. Yeah.
It's an experience. It's like, it's a feeling or an experience of something.
And it's an activity of mind, whereas faith is an activity of being.
So we're being asked to, with our whole being, trust that something's happening. Steadfast. Yeah. Huh. Yes. Yes.
For me, belief feels more rigid and unable to adapt. It's less expansive. There's faith. It's like thinking about the process of something. Sometimes you go through aspects on the path where it might feel like it's not right or it isn't fun necessarily, but having faith that it's all leading to maybe nothing to be used there.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I remember Murshid, one of his definitions of faith is trust even in the absence of reason. Yes. Yeah, that's a very interesting way to describe a how-to, to have faith. If you have no idea what it is, you're interested in it, and like to kind of activate the process in you of having faith.
You could almost say that belief is the obstacle, and the faith is the path.
Yeah.
Huh. As we're talking about it, I'm realizing that it's a felt sense for me. So if I want to know that I believe in something, I kind of go inside to see if I can feel it as being, even if it doesn't show up in my life.
Yes. So I want to just kind of pull it together a little bit in the conversation and say that I'm hearing two things. One is that faith is a feeling, a felt sense, an experience. And the other is, well, if I don't have this feeling or this experience, and yet there's something that I have put before me that I've asked for, that I've prayed for, that I've wished for, that I can see it there on the horizon. I see it out there. I see the path to it. And with my willingness and my expectation, I just say, I'm on the path. And if something comes up to make me start to wonder, I say, no, it's okay, I'm on the path. I'm on my way to this that I'm hoping for. And so you use your mind and your expectation to grow in faith, to pull you in the right direction.
A lot of what we do is unlearning. And for one of the things that happens is that we learn to recognize a subtle nervous system that operates in conjunction with our neurology, and so we call it chakras or lataif or something like that. But as we concentrate on it and as we focus on it, our sensitivity towards us grows. Towards it grows, but we need a language to teach ourselves how to do that. And this, in a way, is teaching us a language, because a lot of people come will use the words belief and faith interchangeably. And what we're looking for is a language that will allow us to distinguish the kind of operations that happen on the path. So you could almost call it dedication, but we choose to call it faith. Yes. Often people pray and their prayer is answered, but it doesn't look like they expected and they don't notice. How many people here have figured that one out? Here we are, all together now. You pray and pray and pray. Something happens. You might look back and say, oh, yeah, it did happen. But at the time, you just don't see it because it doesn't look
From my experience, 100% of the time, it doesn't look like I expected. Yes, so we're gathering tools now. One is the breath. And when we hear that every breath that is breathed in full is a breath that is in alignment with the divine, this is the breath that we're talking about. And every breath that's breathed in ignorance is the sin. The ignorance, the ignoring of what we actually are. And you may find that you can use that tool of breath when breathed as breathing in the very life of God to go to places where you feel suffering, where you feel caught, where you're not sure about your path, and to offer healing to that. So, yes.
Yeah, you just said something around Zen. I'm not quite sure.
I know, I didn't like that word either. Yeah. Let's just say ignorance, ignoring. That when you breathe and you're ignoring the gift of what your breath really is, you somehow are disconnected and you've gone from full power to barely battery power in your life. And so to breathe fully, remembering the gift of your breath, it doesn't mean you walk around thinking, I am breathing the life of God, I'm breathing the life of God. No, but you just keep remembering, and in that remembering, you'll find that it's very easy to toggle back in. That's why I'm saying, identify, well, what does it feel like to you right now when you are toggled into that place where you really feel, yes, the life of God, the life, the very life of the universe is flowing into me right now. What is that experience? If you can identify that, you will be, and if you can not only identify it, but write it down, like you're giving yourself directions to go with your car somewhere. First, I remembered that it was the life of the whole universe, and then I realized that I am actually sitting on a little stone in the universe, floating around a star, radiating light and life, and I breathed in, and then I felt somehow that I was breathing something powerful. That's a good story. So how is it that you do that? And if it's not an easy thing for you to do, can you put yourself on the path, seeing that ahead of you, knowing that every time you turn back to your breath, you're getting closer and closer to make that unconscious experience, because it's always happening, you're alive, we're all sitting here, that unconscious experience of breathing the very life of God, to let it rise to a conscious experience. Yes?
I experience that as kind of a shakiness or a dizziness sometimes. You know, like it's just a feeling of a bit of overwhelm when that kind of comes on, and I realize, talking about the body, like what I'm habitually doing is kind of shutting myself down and more or less successfully, you know, controlling or channeling my experience. And then there's a sense when it's like it's out of the bag, it's out of control.
Yes. Thank you for asking that question. So can you feel your feet right now? And can you just even doing that, do you see what just happened? We'll keep going. Can you feel your feet? And can you feel them touching the ground? There we go. Yes, and now can you feel your belly? And even the lower part of your belly by your hips? Yes. And then as you breathe, you might remember that breath doesn't just come in through the nose and the mouth. If you were had paint on you from head to toe, you would die of not enough oxygen, not enough breath. So you just remember, my breath is actually coming in from all directions. And then keep coming back to your feet. Yes. So one of the things that you might do using the breath is be aware of your spine, and especially the part of your spine that is below your neck, below your shoulders, that whole part there, and the bones. Try that. Report in tomorrow how it's going. Okay? Let's see how that goes.
When I experienced it, it's a sense of awe, and I feel like, as you said, maybe we need to ground myself. So I feel shaky and crying, because I kind of realize how forgetful I was. I know where I was in ignorance most of the time. I know my state, and I feel sad for myself that I was in that state most of my life. So I start crying because I feel like, oh my God, what did I do? Why? I feel sorry for myself that I did that, and I feel sad.
What if everything that's happened in your life needed to happen for you to get to this moment? That you couldn't get to this moment of remembering if you hadn't gone through all of that? I want to say one more thing about shakiness, and then share with you a zikr that Pure Vilayat used to give, the zikr of self-acceptance. Shakiness can happen for a number of reasons. One is it could be a discharge, an emotion coming up, or a readjustment of the body, mind, heart, soul continuum, that it's becoming more in cohesion, and therefore there's shifts. And so there's a shakiness. Sometimes a shakiness is a saying, wait a minute, you're imbalanced. Like up in the Seattle area, we have these trees called alders, and they grow really quickly, they get really tall, and their roots are like a little ball, little root systems that are just a ball under the ground. And when we get a really, really big wind, they just crash right over. But the tall cedars and the firs, even the hemlocks, don't tend to fall as much as the alders. And so sometimes it's a warning, it's saying to you, there's not balance, that shakiness. And so it's a good idea to start by going back to your feet and finding your roots and making sure that you are a living being that's participating in this planet, that your roots, your taproot goes deep, that it can touch the heart of the planet. Without you thinking, ew, icky. But instead, as a communion of the life of this beautiful, whirling, glorious planet that we are part of. We are made of the material of the stars and of this planet. So shakiness can be saying to you, first, stop and get grounded. Make sure you can find yourself in your body. Spiritual experience is not about going out there somewhere. That's a rumor, but it's not real. It's really about activating the wholeness of your being right here. Should I say that another way? Spiritual experience is about owning everything that you are. Everything. Your most individual, whiny, fussy self. Your thinking, your feeling, the motion of your body, the shape of your body, the quirks that make you the way you are, your heart, the infinite space within the depth of your heart. Your connection to God, the realization that you actually participate in the divine, the experience of participating in the wholeness of the universe, all of it. That you go to the bathroom, all of it. The whole path, the awareness, the ability to be aware of that entire continuum is just as simple as changing where your attention is. So right now you could be, pay attention to your knees. Now pay attention to your throat. Now pay attention to your hope. Pay attention to your experience of lightness. Turn your attention to the whole of this city. Turn your attention to the sun and the solar system. Turn your attention to the stars. Turn your attention to the way that the wholeness of the stars breathes. Turn your attention to the archangels. Turn your attention to the essence of healing, of love, harmony, beauty, as they exist in the wholeness of the universe. And now turn your attention to the inner part of your being, letting yourself feel like an empty chalice, opening yourself, allowing something of that boundless grace and beauty and love to flow into your being, going to the places that need it, somehow transforming your personality, easing the intense places in the mind and the heart, Shafi, the healing power of God coming into your being. Kafi, the power, the divine power that allows you to accomplish a thing. And so you could turn your attention now to one thing that you really are yearning for, and let that blessing touch that as well. Coming back to your feet, your spine, your heart, and open your eyes, being aware of the presence in the room, the experience of the space we share. And the divine life that flows in and out among us in the form of breath. Amen. If there was anything useful that happened for you as you moved your attention from place to place, even if it's so obvious you're certain you'll never forget it, write it down. Is there anyone that has anything they would like to share that might be useful to add to the pool of our resourcefulness here? Thank you. Okay, so I wanted to share with you the zikr of self-acceptance. Every once in a while, I have all of these little pads with practices that Pirvalai gave over the years. I was really blessed to travel with him for much of 10 years and go to seminar after seminar after seminar, and I always took notes, and at the time it all seemed very inspiring, and now I go back and I look at it, and every once in a while I see something like this that I think is really useful for today, for the need of the day. So why do I want to share this with you it's because one way to let go of the baggage that you've been hauling since you were born, or maybe even pre-birth, things that happened that were intense and you didn't know how to deal with, so you just stuffed in there somewhere, ways that you react that you don't know where it comes from, you don't know why it happens, but it just seems like I'm done with this. So in this way, this zikr of self-acceptance, you are letting yourself be where you are without judgment, just saying, this is it. Just like we can look out there and say, okay, there's a tree. And if the tree has some damage to the trunk, we're not going to say there's a tree and there's damage to the trunk. We're just looking. We're saying, yep, there's a tree and it looks different than other trees. It's a unique tree. To be able to do that with kindness to yourself is an amazing, amazing power. And it releases those caught up places in you, and it will set you free. It will help to dissolve those places of intense feeling that are hard to look at. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Right now, some of those are there just so that you can stay in the world. They keep you alive. And so if you become stronger, if you become more steady, if you become more integrated and grow in divine power, you don't need all that kind of baggage because you have another kind to keep you in the world. That's a little bit healthier, less difficult to deal with. Okay, so this is the zikr of self-acceptance to be used in a way that is correct for you. More is not better. It's like going to the gym and using those machines too much, and then you get Charlie horse and you can't use them at all for a while. More is not better. The right amount is better. Even if it's just thinking, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, that's okay. All right, ready? So the head goes around. Is there anyone that hasn't done zikr before? Okay, so you start with your head to the left. Your head is going down, kind of swinging past your knees. Your whole body is moving past your knees, around in a circle up to your attention above your head. So your head starts left, swings around up to above your head. And as you do this, you are contemplating, in his language, contemplate one's ancestral inheritance, the stars, the minerals, the plants, the animals, and your ancestors. Okay, so your head's going around. You're contemplating, I'll say it again as we do it. Then your head comes down, and your transcendent self, you allow that self of the cosmos, the self of the wholeness, to come down and encounter your personal self, which Pierre Vilayet called the support system. Okay? Then, and one finds the creative power of the lower self and accepts it. So what is this creative power? It's even the creative power where you go on and on and on about what should have happened and what didn't happen and why does this always happen to me and all of that. It's all creativity, isn't it? It may not be positive creativity, but you just accept everything, the whole personality, okay, as the head goes down. And as your head comes up, you're through this meeting of the boundless self with the personal self, you realize your whole being is being transformed. Somehow your personality is being enhanced. It's giving greater expression to the divinity within you, and the divine seed flows throughout your whole being, your whole body. Yeah, I'm going to say it again as we do it, and then you can ask questions. And then the last part is your head is rising until it's level. Your head is level, and then there's no movement. And in this place, you contemplate the splendor of God in the human being and creation, while remembering that Sufi saying, "Why did you look for God up there? God is here." Okay, so head left. And the head is swinging down and around, circle to the zenith, contemplating your ancestral inheritance, the stars, the minerals, the plants, the animals, your ancestors, stopping in the unity of the divine. The head begins to lower. You're letting yourself encounter the personality, the support system, finding its creative power and accepting the whole of it. This is me. As your head rises, you realize that this meeting of the boundless and the individual self is somehow transforming your personality, experiencing the divinity within you, the divine seed of the soul flows throughout your being and throughout your body. And then you rest in the moment, contemplating the splendor of God in the human being. Why did I seek God up there? God is here. Clearly, this is a zikr that you do slowly. You may not do it very many times. It's kind of like taking your vitamins. You don't want to take too many. But each time you just, again, you remember, you put your attention, you have faith that somehow I've taken one small step in the right direction. So put down your things and stand up. I'm going to sit because I'm all wired here. But stand up and just move around a little bit. You can move up to somebody, say hello, stretch, move around, being in this experience of a state that includes the wholeness. You could tap your body, tap your shoulders, your arms, your hips.
It could be holiness, just that eye.
Smile at somebody, see how it goes. I'm smiling at God, it's looking good. What does it feel like to walk around filling your whole body, filling out your feet, connecting with the earth?
Sore shoulders.
I'm connecting with the sores.
And then when you're ready, come and sit down. So one more thing I want to share with you today is a practice of using sound and touch. So before doing any practice, what do you do? You breathe. You could do the invocation. And what are you breathing? What's your experience of this breath? I am breathing the
divine life.
The divine life. It's coming into me right now. It's happening. So then we do this practice, keeping in mind that your hands and your arms are actually an extension of your heart. You can place your hands in a location that's bothersome to you. If touching that location seems too intense, like it doesn't want more energy, if you stretch your hands so that you're making them more, instead of convex, you make them concave, so you're actually stretching backwards, it will help release a place where there's too much energy. If you let your hands rest someplace and relax them, it will, that place will receive, okay? Yes. Yeah. So if you're knowing that the hands are an extension of the heart, that the heart is like a small sun, it's part of the starry sky. It's part of the universe, right? And the heart is the radiant aspect of us. So when you place your hands somewhere, you are actually giving that location some energy. If you feel like, oh, here's this place in my body and it needs something, but it doesn't need more energy, it's got too much there, you can make your hands, like stretching your fingers out so that the curve is going the other way, and that will tend to draw. Okay? Anytime you place your hands on your body in the realm of healing or releasing baggage or transforming a place where there's pain, the first thing is to remember this is all about the divine healing. This is Shafi. This is the divine healing power that's coming through to this location. So if you place your hands someplace, and depending on whether you're thinking about your transformative process, your sore shoulders, your belly ache, you'll be at a different level of who you are, right? Do you know what I'm saying? So you just place your hands. And then the sounds that I'd encourage you to think about are the sound of who. The sound of ha or ah, either one, and the sound of he, H-E-E-E-E. And just experiment and see if one of those sounds are useful or if another one comes to you. Yes. You'll have to try it and see if you can.
I can for myself.
Okay, so then just do that. Sometimes silently is better. Sometimes making a sound, making it be really in the world, in life, will be more useful. Yeah, so again, we're talking about releasing baggage, releasing those things that if they're in your mind, then it's time for them you to deal with them. They wouldn't be in your conscious mind if it wasn't time. So you can pick something. If there's nothing that's calling to you, the heart's always a good one. And try one of those sounds and see its effect on you, starting with the breath, starting with that connection to the divine wholeness. Then put your hands there and try a sound. Okay. Do it. Okay, pause and assess. How's it going? Any questions?
Can we ask about anything?
Yeah.
Okay. When I have been drawn to touch others who are suffering, I feel that I do have some gifting merging and my ability to feel their energy. And something I've noticed, and I haven't had any proper training, is that I'll feel very yucky afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And I want to know how I need to protect myself, or if there was a process for cleaning. For example, a friend suffering, she almost died. The trauma is still in her body, so I went to the place where I thought I should, and it went up my arm. I smudged. That helped greatly.
Yep. When you are going to touch someone, and it's in the way of healing, there's two things. One is starting doing practices that help you to know, be very clear about what is your body, what is your feelings, what is your mind, how does your heart feel, you know, what are your relationships, how is your thinking about your relationships, so that you are very clear of that, about that, and there are practices for that. The second thing, because if you know what you are, then you know what is not you that's in there floating around. And there's a lot of thoughts floating around in the cosmos these days. It's good not to get hooked by them, because they're not about you. The second thing is that when you put your hands on someone and it's about healing, you let that... This is why you work with the breath. Because as your breath becomes stronger, as your breath becomes more aligned with the divine breath, you will find that that flow of healing is going in the right direction. It's not that you want to push it. No, you just let your hands be there and let that person receive. You don't need to know anything. You don't need to do anything. Yeah. If you feel that it's that you are taking on the person, then I would, before I ever put my... Well, I do this anyway. Before I put my hands on anyone, I first turn to God. I turn to the healing aspect of God. I say, this person has come for you. Please help them. I let my hands be there, but it's not my hands at that time. It's that aspect of us that is God is coming through. So I'd suggest that you practice on somebody that's well. Get some friends. There's lots of people here. Just say, hey, I want to see if this works. I heard it. I just want to try it out. We would try it, but it's 10 after 4, and I think we're supposed to end now. Yeah. Yes, and this works with everything, not just putting your hands on someone. You get around somebody who's having a bad day and you realize, oh, all of a sudden my day is really bad. Give it back. It's not you. It's not you. And so these practices of breath, of sound, the zikr of self-acceptance, remembering, practicing, putting your attention on different aspects of yourself, of what you are, these will all be very useful in being steady. Any questions?
Before I touch, I feel like I bring the light, a white light of the mind on me and that person, and then both of us emerge in that light. And then I touch. Otherwise, I feel like no.
So let's go back to today's practice and end with that. To the right, the omnipotence of God, Yakadar. To the left, the omnipresence, Yarakib. Above, the all-pervading, multidimensional being, Yawazi. And down, realizing, I am experience, I am part of the only being, Ya Ahad. Starting right, Yakadar, Yarakib, Yawasi, Yahad, Yakadar. Yarakib, Yawasi, Yahad, Yakadar, omnipotence, Yarakib, omnipresence, Yawasi, all-pervading, Yahad, the only being, Yakadar, Yarakib, Yawasi, Yahad, last time. Yakadar. Yarakib. Yawasi. Yahad. And taking a moment to pay attention to that which is transforming in your being, that which you are letting go of, that which is being born in you, however it is that's happening, somehow feeling yourself or knowing that you're on the path to that very experience that you're yearning for. Resting in the divine support, letting yourself be blessed, grounded, whole. Amen. The lighting is quite beautiful out there. I'd like to encourage you before talking to just get up and move, maybe go out in nature or out the door for a minute to let yourself integrate before we move into the day. Blessings.